Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Council of Deans of Health podcast. My name is Nadia Butt and I'm the Project and Events Coordinator at the Council. I'm delighted to be joined today by Ifra Sally, lecturer in adult nursing at Sheffield Hallam University. Good afternoon, Ifra. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nadia. Thank you very much for inviting me along today.
No worries. We're looking forward to learning about your initiative Minoritized, which you set up at Sheffield Hallam University. So to kick us off, can you tell us a bit about Minoritized and who it's for and what it involves?
Yes, of course. So the Minoritized group is called the Nursing and Midwifery Minoritized Group, and it was initially developed for student nurses and midwives from an ethnic minority background. It's a safe place for them to come and seek support, peer support, and talk about their experiences. Since then, the students decided that they wanted the group to be open to all students and staff, regardless of ethnicity, so they can all provide some allyship and some support between each other. The type of work that we do is around increasing awareness of contemporary issues and aspects that students face, especially those from an ethnic minority background, around difficult conversations and creating a supportive environment for them. We also do development workshops on and the contents are normally on the student's choice, but it's mostly around empowering the students and hearing the student's voice.
Thank you, Ifra. What are some of the activities that you've been running as part of this?
Yeah, so we're quite heavily involved in quite a lot of different things. So we work with external organisations, and some of them are voluntary organisations. We work with the Royal College of Nursing. The students have delivered at one of their conferences, and they have done this time round as well. So that's a couple of years now we've been part of the Royal College of Nursing, also delivered at conference with the Chief Nursing Officers. We do workshops around BME students' experiences on placement, gender, domestic violence, FGM, basically any issues that the students may be facing themselves or issues that they want to learn more about so they can support each other. External organisations normally come and deliver these workshops for the students. We've also got a working group as well with the academics now, where we've started to take our own area of expertise and implement that in relation to BME students. So we've got a team that look after the placement aspects and employability, research, decolonising the curriculum and so on.
It's really great to hear that. You mentioned that staff have been engaging in it as well. How have you found having students and staff as part of Minoritized?
Yeah, I think the students really value that the staff members are involved as well, because it shows that, you know, we're all allies, we're all working in partnership, and it just empowers their voice even further, rather than it maybe just being one staff member who's part of the group. We've now got a team. There have been some challenges along the road in terms of recruitment of staff and finding interest, etc. But it's about persistence and keep on going with it.
It sounds like it's been very busy and there's lots going on for you. How, you know, have you faced other challenges in terms of setting up the group initially and particularly now through COVID? How has it been?
Yeah, so I would definitely say the challenges at the beginning were engagement with the students. So, you know, I would initially run workshops initially start with meetings, and we didn't have any students turning up at all, but it was about battling on, because I was hearing the voices in the classroom, I was hearing their voices when I was supporting them out in placement about issues. So I knew there was a need for it, and students had expressed we need somewhere where we can get additional support, but yet they weren't engaging. So to overcome that, rather than having the meetings quarterly, we went to having them monthly to keep that momentum going. And then we had a launch event where academics and students came together, and we were looking at team building exercises and activities. And I'm actually a football coach outside of Sheffield Hallam for Sheffield Wednesday Ladies. So I was going to use my footballing skills and getting them all, you know, engaged with team activities. But typical Yorkshire weather, it rained all afternoon. So we took the work inside and did some some scoping exercises with the students. Well, I think the launch event was a turning point in terms of the group, and things like utilizing student newsletters to advertise the group and creating a mailing list, so you know, keep the students up to date. We've got a dedicated advertisement area on campus, so students know where to go if they need to know more information about the group. We've now got a Google site. We talk at student inductions, so students are aware of the group. So it's continuously thinking about ways that you can access to advertise the group. I mean, COVID is proving to be a bit of a challenge, obviously, of things now online. So engagement is a bit hit and miss sometimes. And obviously, students are quite concerned with academic work and trying to complete placement during a pandemic. So, you know, their priorities are often in other places, which isn't an issue at all, with the work is still continuing and listening to the students in terms of what their needs are and responding to their needs at that moment in time.
That really makes sense. How do you see minoritized moving forward in the future? Do you see it expanding to other universities? Do you see it kind of growing in its scope within Sheffield Hallam?
Yeah, so the group initially started obviously in the nurse midwifery department. We've now got a allied health professionals minoritized group, so I work quite closely with them. There's a model that I've shared with them, so they've developed a group. We have joint meetings, joint workshops, and getting their group up and running as well until they're able to fly solo, so to speak. There's been some interest in other departments across the university, so the doctoral school, for example, where they've got a high proportion of BME students, law and criminology. Even within our college, which is five departments, we have come together and created a college minoritized group where we do work around, let's talk about race, you know, breaking them barriers, difficult conversations, increasing awareness with other staff about the issues that BME students face, you know, white privilege, white supremacy, etc. But in terms of the future of the group, it would be brilliant if other universities developed a similar model. That the students find it so beneficial. I'd love students to be part now of national conferences, you know, to empower them even further. Seeing them talk at conferences and deliver workshops has been absolutely amazing, just as, you know, how the confidence has turned around and how they see other inspirational BME nurses and allied health professionals, and knowing that actually they can follow in the same footsteps. Ideally, I would like to create at some point a committee of students who oversee the work, maybe a chairperson who's a student, but I do know that also brings with it a lot of responsibility for the students when they're already in a time engaging difficult course as well, especially like I mentioned before, amidst a pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine it's also time consuming for you. So I wonder what your advice would be to other university staff members who might be really passionate about this like you are, and if they're thinking about replicating something similar at their own universities, what your advice and your top tips would be to them?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say do it. Don't wait. Don't add it to your to-do list. We all know that we've got a to-do list and that list never goes down. Make it a priority. You know, I know we've got other priorities in academia, but we need to make it a priority. And once we prioritize it, the students can see that actually now they are a priority. If you don't make it a priority, it'll never happen. It'll just get, you know, like I said, added onto the to-do list continuously. Start them conversations, start probing people, you know, asking the students what their experiences are, maybe looking at some articles that exist about the BME student experience, just to raise your own awareness. And I'm quite happy if any other universities or departments want to see a copy of the model. I'm quite happy to share the model to give them some ideas on how they can develop their own minoritized groups and what worked well and what didn't work so well.
I'm sure that would be really useful to members when someone's already paved the way,
yeah,
and kind of learned, had all the lessons learned. It's really helpful. So Ifra, thank you so much for sharing your lessons learned from Minoritized, and we really hope that this podcast may encourage other universities to set up something similar to support staff and students who experience racism. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and we look forward to hearing about Minoritized in the future.
Thank you very much for inviting me along.